go further. I don't see any need to go further at all. But if you want to go further, you could say this action. What? What action? Stopping the bombing.
Right.
This action should take into account a positive response from Hanoi. Or if you want to say a response from Hanoi.
Right.
Now, we're not going to just take this action unilaterally, as I said, on March 31st. We've taken the unilateral action at those two big cities because they would not endanger the lives of our men.
Right.
But if I move it right down to the DMZ, where they can come through day and night instead of only at night, where they can come bumper to bumper, 1,000 trucks a week were coming in July the 15th. We've got them cut down to 150 now.
Right.
But if we stopped the bombing, 1,000 would start immediately next week.
Right.
And Abrams said it would increase their strength fivefold. Now, he said when they increase their strength fivefold, he has to pull out of the northern I-Corps area.
Right.
That means Chuck, Rob, and every damn one of them get run over.
Right.
They've got to retreat. Now, these fools that don't know anything about it cannot tell us that we've got to retreat because we're not going to do it.
Right.
Now, if we have to be against the platform and say that we're a bunch of idiots, and we can't have a Republican platform, we can't even stand for the Democratic war as strong as Nixon does, well, then we just have to say so and let them write what they want to. But this business about its timing indicates that they are determined to stop the bombing, and then the timing is a matter that they want me to hurry up on, but they give me a week or so. So the words timing ought to be out of there, just whatever they say. Now, we can't do anything on the prospect of the dream. We did 90% of it and said, if you will match any of it, we'll take further steps. But when they put the prospect in there, they just say that I ought to take this action on hope. Now, I just can't do that.
All right.
And I think that we ought to say to them, if it's 30-30-30, if Hale resigns, all these other things, they're not any of them as important as killing a bunch of men. Right. Now, we're just not going to kill a man, and we're going to say so when that platform's over with.
All right.
Now, if you'll give me the language, what I'm going to say, I'll read it to you, and you can take it down and let Jim say it.
Wait a minute. Give me that language of rest over there that we can. You get your pencil now and take this down. Now, the speech, sweetheart. Nice. What are you going to say in a speech? If we have a speech, Charlie, here's what we're going to say. And
this is going to be the president's position. And there's no use agreeing to something today and unwriting it tomorrow night.
All right.
This country's pledge to freedom is written in the treaties that we Democrats and Republicans have concluded by solemn constitutional process. Now, you don't need to copy that, but they link our safety to the safety of allies in this hemisphere, across the Atlantic and on the western rim of the Pacific. They were made to prevent World War III and to protect the vital national interest of the United States. There could be no greater disservice to peace than to let those who might become adversaries think that these treaties do not mean what they say. Our fidelity is written in the blood that our sons have shed on battlefields in Korea and Vietnam. For where we had to fight to stop aggression before it led to World War III, we did fight. I know there are well-intentioned people who want to stop our bombing in Vietnam regardless of the consequences. Now, I think Ginsburg's one of them. No American wants peace more than I. Now, this is what you ought to take down.
All right.
Hanoi knows that I am prepared to stop the bombing, dash. I have stopped it 8 times.
All right, time to follow.
Hanoi knows that I am prepared to stop the bombing, dash. I have stopped it 8 times. Today, 4/5 of North Vietnam is free from bombing.
Okay.
Although every square mile of South Vietnam is subject to bombing with rockets and mortars. Need I remind you that the president is commander-in-chief? Those who carry the burden of the battlefield tell me. Stopping the bombing of North Vietnam would increase several fold the enemy's capabilities at the DMZ. Such action would immediately require Allied forces to withdraw from important strategic areas of I Corps. Sentence again. Those who carry the burden of the battlefield tell me that stopping the bombing of North Vietnam would increase several fold. He says five fold, Charlie.
Right.
We say several fold. The enemy's capabilities at the DMZ, and that such action would immediately require Allied forces to withdraw from important strategic areas of I Corps.
I've got it.
That is why I have said we cannot substantially increase the dangers to our own men by this action, by this unilateral action. And why? We need
let me catch up a little. And why we
need some response from Hanoi.
All right.
Now basically there may be a difference between the Vice President and I through Ginsburg. The Vice President told us orally at from 12 to 4 o'clock meeting in the morning that he would not lessen our position on stopping the bombing. He told me he agreed with what I said at VFW speech.
Well, that's personally his position that he reiterated again on television yesterday and again this morning.
That's right. He called down here yesterday. He called down here yesterday and said the same thing.
Right.
Now then, we are not going to change our position because I've got 550,000 men that are there, and I'm not going to do either of two things. One, I'm not going to substantially increase their capability.
Right.
And two, I'm not going to order my men to retreat.
Right.
Now, that's what Stop the Bombing, according to Ginsburg's language, does. I don't think General Ginsburg knows it, but that's true. Now, that's the point we must make. I don't think Hale understands it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want the convention to get along. But I want to get along near as much as I want to save these lives. Now, I'm going to try to win this war right up till January the 20th.
Right.
And I made our pitch. Now, they haven't got a damn thing in there on Hanoi. They're just making us cut back some more. Now, I'm not going to cut back. Now, if Ted Sorensen and if Ted Kennedy and if the rest of them take control and want to, that's all right. The people can decide that in November. But there's not a bit of use of us putting in this language the prospects. I'm not going to stop bombing on any prospect. They've got to make some response. Or they've got to tell me. And they're considering seriously right now whether they would say that they would reinstitute the DMZ. But just the prospect, that just leaves them to believe that if they can put some fuzzy prospect up there, that then I've been ordered to do it. Now, the timing is another thing. The word timing shows this action and timing should take into account. That means that they imply that they're ordering it done. It's just a question for me to determine the timing. Now, I just cut out the timing. It doesn't amount to a damn thing. And just say this action should take into account a positive response from Hanoi, or a response from Hanoi. But the thing that Hale's got to do and Humphrey's got to do, and it's their decision, it's not ours. We make ours. We've already made it. It's in the speech. It's in the speech at the Veterans Foreign Wars at Detroit. It's there. Now, what they've got to take into account, do they want to say stop the bombing when the commander tells them that it increases the enemy fivefold and our men must retreat? If they do, they can use their language. If they don't, they ought to use our language. Now, we're not going to approve anything. We're not going to accept it. Hale says he wants to go and tell them the president's for this. The president's not going to be riding that platform. He told him he wouldn't to begin with. This is Humphrey's convention, and Teddy Kennedy's and whoever he wants to be. If I wanted to be mine, I wouldn't have withdrawn. But I'm telling him what our position is as commander-in-chief, that I'm not about to stop this bombing unless they arrest me and I take my power away from me and kill these men when I know it kills them. Because I've got some of my own right there, and I'm not going to shoot them in the heart. Not for a bunch of goddamn draft dodgers.
All right.
Now, is that clear? Don't you tell them you've talked to me at all. You just talked to Jim Jones. But I'm not sure that they understand the reasons behind this. Hale's got this thing there, and he says he has to resign. You heard all that stuff. Well, that's okay. I can't determine that. That's something they have to determine. But I can determine that we're not going to stop the bombing unless. The unless ain't worth a damn.
All right.
The when is satisfactory. And then this action should take into account a response from Hanoi. Positive is better, but if they had to negotiate it, they could say a response.
All right.
Okay, let us know.
Well, Jim?
Yeah, Charlie.
Well, I'll carry on from here, and I think I understand. Wait a minute.
Charlie?
Jim, can you hold just a second?
What for?
Well, wait just a minute. Let me see. I don't know.